October 28, 2008. Dear John, I wanted to write sooner but returned to New York suffering from a bad intestinal bug that has kept me on my back until this morning. Fortunately, I managed to get through 70 days of hectic travels in one piece and became ill only on the final night after the last of my chores was done. A predictable result, no doubt. You live on pure adrenaline, and then once the adrenaline ebbs out of you, you understand that you've pushed yourself too hard. I look forward to Portugal as a respite, a period of calm and composure, the next best thing to a holiday. In your last letter, you mentioned athletic sports, activities with no parallel in the rest of creation, which reminded me of some brief exchanges about sports while we were driving around France last summer. Would it interest you to delve into this matter? I have read your Four Notes on Rugby from 30 years ago, provocative and tightly argued, but if you care to revisit this territory, I would be happy to go there with you. My own little contribution to the subject is The Best Substitute for War in Collected Prose, a commission from the New York Times Magazine for an issue about the millennium a decade ago. My assignment, write, very briefly, about the best game of the past 1,000 years. I chose soccer. Possible points to discuss. 1. Sports and aggression. 2. Playing a sport as opposed to watching others play it. 3. The phenomenology and mysteries of fandom. 4. Individual sports, tennis, golf, swimming, archery, boxing, track and field, as opposed to team sports. 5. The slow and ineluctable decline of boxing. Parallel phenomenon, the universal indifference to track and field records. 40-50 years ago, the whole world waited eagerly for the first 7-foot high jump, the first 16-foot pole vault, the newest sub-4-minute mile. Why the lack of interest now? 6. Sport as drama, narrative, suspense. 7. Sports ruled by the clock, football, basketball, rugby, as opposed to sports with no time limits, baseball, cricket. 8. Sports and commerce. 9. Sports and nationalism. 10. Homo ludens.